everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! It's Friday! Yippee Fry, yay! It's your KC Morning Show! My name's Hartzell Peter Sweeney. What's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It is the Friday show. Happy Friday to you. Charlie Hustle is involved with this one.
Are they now?
They usually, on the Friday show, they are, yes. They present it, and so good on them for doing that.
Good on them. They get it.
Some t-shirts in a few minutes here, I would say. But as you're getting up, I know what you want is not t-shirts, of course. It's your real feel, isn't it?
Break me off with that real feel. Peter Sweeney, ladies and gentlemen.
So around 9 or 10 a.m. in Kansas City, the temperature is about 76. It actually is. It feels like 76. We got some scattered thunderstorms in your future today early. But I think that should give way to partly cloudiness, and it is a very manageable temperature. We were in the 90s for a while, and now we are in what is the 80s today again, partly to mostly cloudy skies, scattered thunderstorms here in the morning. Should be a hotter weekend, though. There should be some morning thunderstorms potentially on Saturday, and then sunny on Sunday, high of 93 on Saturday, high of 96 on Sunday.
Do I sense a little bit of a pep in your step this morning? You sound like you're ready to go, my friend. You just are all weathered, boned up.
I would describe my mood right now as weather boned up. Yeah.
Yes,
I would.
That's it.
Because look, it's just easy to read this morning. You go outside. You look at the skies. You see what type of clouds are out there, and then you know how it goes. I mean, it's a sense you develop. You know, people want to say, "Oh, Pete, you know, you have this sixth sense of being able to tell what the weather is." And no, this is fully developed. I wasn't born with the ability to tell the weather. Worked hard on it for the past, 9 months, because it was part of my job here on the KC Morning Show, and I was able to do it. Feels good, and that's all I'll say.
It feels good to know that you're feeling good. It feels good to be able to feel what you're feeling, because you told me that with some expert analyses, because you are our chief meteorologist on this, your KC Morning Show.
That's right, presented by Charlie Hustle. And I will say this, got a lot of sleep last night. There's times on this program where I'll maybe get five. I was able to break the sixth threshold, which is usually the difference maker for me.
Wow. Yeah,
That is
something. What's that like, man? Yeah, what is that like? Do you even know what to do with yourself now?
I know that I usually provide wisdom on Wednesdays, but I'm going to provide you with a little Friday wisdom, and that is, of course,
okay.
It's the hours before 12 that count, and so, you know, you want to go to bed after 12. You want to be living the high life. You're going to be tired in the morning. You're able to get one, maybe 2 hours before midnight. You're going to be in good shape the next morning. And that's your intro here. Wow.
Wow. That was a full 3 minutes of wisdom right there. It was 3 minutes of both your weather and your wisdom, courtesy of Peter W. Sweeney. The W stands for Wordsmith. Peter Wordsmith Sweeney.
Thought you were
on your
going
KC
with,
Morning Show.
Thought you were going with weather there. I have a Friday surprise for you. So a couple weeks back, you were really excited. I mean, what's great about you, Hartzell, is different random ass things get you excited every day. It just depends on the day. And so you happen to be really excited about, I believe it was a dirty postal jacket that you found at a thrift shop.
A vintage U.S. Postal Service jacket, not dirty postal. What are you saying?
I could
throw some respect to my jacket's name, Pete.
Credit to Instagram for the clarity on their photos. You could see the filth in that jacket. Anyway, not everyone knows this that listens to the KC Morning Show. Everyone thinks, oh, he's so good at sports. His dad must be Joe Buck. No, my dad's a simple man. He's a man who is a mail deliverer. He's been that for plenty of years of my life, as long as I can remember. I remember when I was younger, my dad would put me in the mail bag, almost like I was a letter. There's a famous photo that we have where I I'm getting delivered by my dad as a young mailman. Anyway, still working in the post office. He's nearing retirement, so we're happy about that in the family. I don't know what he's going to do besides bet horses when he's done, but here we are. Anyway, he heard you were very excited about a postal jacket, the dirty one. So what he wanted to do was give you...
Hold on, what are you doing right now?
An OG...
What?
Postal... I don't even know this is allowed by the government, but this is union made.
Hell yeah, it is.
And there it is.
For me? For
yeah, this is your...
Papa Swain!
This is your new jacket, and it says United States Postal Service. Maybe somewhere in one of those West Bottom sweatshops you can get your name inscribed here under letter carrier. I love it. So I got to get that delivered to you at some point here.
Papa Swain, I love you, sir. Thank you. That's amazing. I am going to wear that. I'm a guy absolutely throw that on. Oh, man, I'm legitimately very, very excited for that.
Based upon...
I don't know what the COVID rules are, but damn them. I'm gonna take that for sure, man.
Yeah, maybe just give it a wash. Based upon your Instagram recently, maybe you and the lady could do some role-playing in that thing.
Peter, I love when you get me. I love when you get me.
You know what
me.
I mean? And look what I have. It is a surprise package for you, baby. And the mailman is here to deliver it.
It's my... in a box.
Okay. Hey! Are we allowed to say the D word this early in the morning? All right.
Yippee Friday! Yay! What's going on, Pete? Happy Friday to you and to me.
I mean, that's a good start to your Friday. I don't see it, and I'm looking over there as you know as we switch to digital here, and I can't really see, but I don't see any surprises coming my way. So good on me for providing us. Actually, you know what? What I do see in the background is I want that rock. Give me that uncut gem right there. What
this
is that?
Actual rock? This big ass. I think it's some type of salt water or something. I don't know. It makes the Zoom background pop though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I got a family photo here. You want that?
No, I don't want that. It is something.
A bunch of Star Wars stuff right here.
I do have some bad news. So this week, I hadn't seen my friend who got me into pickleball for a while, and I've been playing with another friend who I usually am able to beat. He didn't have a nice day the other day, besides the fact that I'm going to see my original friend.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? Finally, I am going to be able to stand with this guy because he usually smacks my ass basically in pickleball. So we meet up. Big day. It's Wednesday. We actually went to North Kansas City. So this is the boondocks. We're playing at the Sandbox. And man, I just got smashed.
Oh no, what happened?
It was just humbling. It was a humbling experience. I thought I was really coming on as this young pickleball phenom, if you will. And yeah, it's one of those moments where you say, I got to go back to the drawing board here. I don't know.
You've been talking a lot of smack, man. Like off air, you've been really just flexing. Too much so. To the fact that I'm starting to write some of it down.
Yeah, don't write any of it down. I think the thing that stuck with me that it was a positive is my conditioning is top notch. Like when I first started playing pickleball, I'd be playing like 2-3 games and I was just dead. My conditioning right now is just, it's top notch. My digital therapist who I hired or didn't hire, my company set it up, has said, it's great. You're getting into a running routine. So I love that.
These folks don't even know. They don't know who the real Peter Sweeney is. They got this new revamped guy. They got this new pickleball version of Pete. They didn't see the rebuilding that took place in front of their eyes.
Brick by brick. It's great because I'm more active than I've been in a very long time when it comes to athletic activity. I think what's going to be key here is for me to continue dieting as well as I was last month. I've gotten into a little habit I call a pizza habit recently where...
Oh, is that what that's called?
A little pepperoni hasn't been the worst thing in the world. I'll say that. So
you look good, man. I'm not even trying to fluff you right now. You are swimming in this shirt, and I say that in the best way possible.
This is a medium too. This is a Charlie Hustle medium, which always fits me.
Oh, hell yeah. Look at you.
I do look good. I know that. I didn't lose the progress. I've just kind of stayed the same here for a couple of weeks, and it's because the dieting. I haven't been dieting. You know, people want to say, "Oh, how do you get abs? You do washboard abs. You got to do every sit up in the world." No. Listen. I'm going to speak for every trainer in the world right here. And abs are made in the kitchen. Abs are made in the kitchen, baby. I know that. I know getting a pizza delivery. We talked about delivering before. I know getting that pizza delivery is not going to make me abs. I got to be eating broccoli. And so this weekend, that's the theme, back to broccoli. So
okay, that might be our show title, baby. Back to broccoli.
It's going to feel good. And I'm thinking maybe that's what I need to do. I need to even get in better shape if I'm going to beat the Mr. Miyagi to my Karate Kid ever. It's going to be partly in the kitchen. So
what is your next move? What is your next move? Are you going to the kitchen? Are you going to the gym? Are you going back to the court? The next move you do now, because you've been hit in the face with adversity. Now, what do you do? How do you respond?
So it's probably a good segue to our news blog. My gym has been open now for a month or so. And I'm not ready to go back into the gym setting yet.
Same.
I'm just a little afraid of like being around a pool or in what scares me the most is the bathroom. And not to say that's like not going to be clean, but everything that you've read about COVID, like we don't know a ton, but one of the things we do know is indoors is bad and smaller surroundings is bad. And like, I don't know if I can't go to the bathroom and not feel safe.
At least though that they're kind of cleaning that thing, because you know, they've been open for a couple months, right? I went to the radio station yesterday because I had to go pick up some free Wi-Fi and some free water. Cause that's my own hustle. But I went in there yesterday and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. All right, let me go. I gotta take a leak real quick. And I went to the restrooms, Pete. I swear, I don't think those things have been touched since we left in March. Man, it's starting to get real bad in there. Like if there wasn't COVID in there before, it is absolutely in there now. It was
That's disgusting.
Concerned.
Even when you take away the disease, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real. And I was thinking, man, think how many stadiums right now, like Arrowhead. We want to believe that they're all, you know, cleaned up. They got the guys doing training camp and stuff. But you got to know that even if they cleaned it this week, man, what were the last few months looking like in there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no offense to Entercom, who I also work for, but I think that Arrowhead Stadium is sanitized because they have the players back now. So what I've heard is they're cleaning it three times a day. So
oh, really? Okay.
I don't, maybe before the players got back, that's an interesting question as to how it must have looked. But there,
the it's deep okay. clean, man, that we're going to have before we go back into these buildings. My God. Oh.
All right, so we got a deep clean coming up, and for this show, I'm going to give you a deep sween. And with that being said, Friday, August 7th. Let's do some news, baby.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, yeah! Here we go!
Hot news.
Yippee Friday! On your KC Morning Show! On your Fridays, we get excited, we get animated, if you will, because Peter F. Sween, the F stands for freestyle on a Friday, my man will freestyle this news beat. Are you ready, Pete?
Yep.
Here we go. A 5, 6, 7, break me off, Pete!
Into the light, out of the dark, that was rubble. It is so happy, I'm gonna blow a bubble. Why don't you think about the fantasize? I'm just ready to sanitize. Uh-oh, don't have the blues. Let's do the news.
Okay. I felt like that one felt really organic. Like perhaps you didn't remember that we were doing this one today.
Forgot.
Okay. I can't confirm. But that's the thing about you, man. It's like, listen, when you are a SoundCloud phenom like yourself, you know when you got to bring it. You know when you got to ad-lib it. This is another day at the office for you, Pete. Another day on the job.
They don't call me Petey Badass for nothing, as you know.
And, I was waiting for it. And, Petey. Badass. Petey. Badass. Go, hey!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's do the news, man. I was actually even kind of hoping you might, because we didn't have a show last Friday. I thought maybe for sure that this would be, of all the Friday freestyles, this would be the one. It was not the one, but it was okay.
It was a one.
It was.
And what I would say with that is, it did give me the impression of some nice red meat. So I like that.
COVID.
With growing case numbers in the metro, Kansas City now finds itself the focus of White House officials.
The metro joining several other regions on a list showing areas of concern.
Director of the KCMO Health Department, Dr. Rex Archer, says like many other urban cities, Kansas City is seeing an increase in the number of deaths right now. And he believes those numbers will continue to go up.
We're getting about 100 new cases per day.
Kansas City is included in a list of cities discussed on a recorded call among White House task force members.
So what Dr. Birx is saying is now is the time to accelerate the fundamental preventive measures that we all talk about, masks, social distancing, avoiding crowds.
Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, like, you know, those are my heroes now. Those are my pro wrestlers. And so you love whenever they say your town because it makes you feel important. But in this situation, maybe not the best name drop when it says that you're on a list for maybe a potential hotspot.
Right.
For the coronavirus. So not encouraging, but it's nice to be told you're pretty, I guess.
Hartzell, did you see that I threw out that first pitch at Washington? Nah, you think I'm going to throw a first pitch out in Kansas City? Not with all that corona there. Hotspot. Back to you.
In an interview Thursday morning on CNN, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that cities with the potential of being new hotspots for the coronavirus includes now our dear sweet town of Kansas City, Missouri. Things are not looking great. Again, we keep saying this stuff, Pete, and I guess I'm just beating a dead horse, but I just want to know, like, these back end numbers that they're saying,
right?
They gotta fill us in. Like, we should not be hearing this info as like a leaked conversation, especially when they're, you know, talking about us. They're saying our names, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, Rex gonna give it to you, Dr. Rex, and right now, it's all about partying down because we are not in a position to be partying up in here at all. And the positive numbers are bringing negativity, so I don't like that.
That's right. Dr. Rex Archer, he's our local health and human services aficionado. Did you see this? Speaking of turning up, bad ideas turning up. You see Tech? You see our boy Tech Nine?
What did he do?
He's throwing a party this weekend.
Love that.
Tech is going to the lake and throwing a party at the Ozarks, and it's going to be the exact scene that you saw, the exact same scene you saw the last month, the last 2 months, the last 3 months, and we have old Cowtown, Tech and Nina to thank for it.
Cowtown, Schmowtown, this is Rage Town, baby, and Tech Nine is leading the way.
Did you just do a top 40 thing for me? Did Radio Henry? Did we just have a return to Radio Henry?
We haven't heard from Radio Henry in a while. That was just me. That was me coming from the heart. I'm excited about Rage Town. Tech Nine, friend of the show, friend of Arrowhead Pride. So I of course, love that.
That's true.
Good on him.
KC, go crazy. Ozarks, go crazy. COVID, go crazy.
If you're going to get COVID, it might as well be at a Tech Nine concert.
You know what? When you put it like that. And you know what? Hey, nothing to worry about because you go to the Ozark, go get lit with Tech.
Sure.
Come back with COVID.
Right.
Then just go to Manhattan. Go to K-State. They got trials going on for the coronavirus. They may have just solved the whole cure. We're fine.
Progress towards a coronavirus treatment continues to push forward in the Sunflower State. Just 5 months after partnering with a U.S.-based biotech company, a group of researchers from K-State believe they found a possible therapeutic treatment for COVID-19. The next step, Dr. Chang says, is double and triple checking the treatment his group helped create is safe to use in humans.
They find that they are safe, and then they can produce large amount, and then probably they will talk with FDA.
A process, he says, is years in the making.
That's a kind of dream for any researchers like us. It's very rewarding.
I'm learning so many different terms during COVID. We've got virologists, you've got viral loads, just all kinds of riveting information.
I do like that.
In the study that was published, they were looking, looks like the University of Kansas set to create a compound designed to block targets crucial to the coronavirus replication and survival process. A lot of big words of things I don't know anything about. But one of the cooler things in this article, it says, you know, they're talking to Dr. Chang about all this stuff. And he says, you know, that now it is beyond just the academic setting. So now they're making real progress. And, you know, we said some stories a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, how there's a lot of treatment and a lot of research and work being done that could realistically solve or really help solving either cures or treatments to the disease. And it's coming from like Kansas City or the Midwest or Missouri, which is super cool. Like we could be in history books for like cool stuff. And that's a nice, it's a nice change of pace, you know?
Yeah, not to, I mean, bring it back to broccoli, but to bring it back to broccoli, you wonder how maybe you intake a little bit more broccoli into your diet that could help you out in the fight against coronavirus. What I find really interesting about corona, and this is something that I am deathly afraid of, is, you know, I am, I just mentioned pepperoni before, I'm a little bit of a foodie. You apparently lose your taste. And granted,
yeah, this is, man,
this is a supportive show when it comes to broccoli at this point. I mean, it just doesn't taste as good as like pasta with some cheese sauce. So what I'm saying is if broccoli and cheese sauce are going to be the same, I don't want that disease. I don't want that to be part of my life. I enjoy donuts too much for coronavirus. So again, that's why I'm not going to the gym, so that I can eat donuts. And obviously this has put me on the path that I'm on.
You sacrifice for the look, and we'll get there. We'll get there. But yeah, we got to figure that out, because some of these folks, like young people like us, we may not be dying.
Young age.
Like, oh boy. Oh, a little preparation, young age right there.
Right.
We may not be dying from this stuff, but we are like having the symptoms for a real long time. Some people have yet to have gotten their taste buds back, and they've had it for months. So.
I know you were wondering about baseball. There was a pitcher on the Red Sox who got coronavirus and is still dealing with some heart issues from it, where it's, again, yes, they didn't necessarily pass away, but it affects your body for the rest of your life, it seems like, at least right now. I mean, I guess we don't really know that, but it seems like it has long-lasting effects, yes.
That's right. And this body's a wonderland, all right? We got to take care of this thing. So.
Cardi G, yep, of course.
Oof. Man, that was just sitting there. Ever since Cardi B became a thing, the Cardi G has just been sitting there for us, and it took us so, we were so late to that nickname bandwagon. What were we doing?
Relevant today, too. You got the Charlie Hustle heart shirt on. So good on you, man.
All right, Pete, let's do this. Let's do this real quick, Pete. One of my favorite weekends all year. Tax-free weekend, baby!
You're not quite going to see the exact same things. You know, you typically see like Clorox wipes and Kleenexes on those lists. And some classes don't know yet if they're going to be in person or online. So here's a list of everything that's going to be exempt this year, this weekend, regardless of in person or not. We know that clothing under $100 is going to be exempt, and that includes shoes and diapers as well. School supplies up to $50. Now, laptops and desktops are not included in school supplies. They have their own category and money limit. You can also buy any computer software, like those e-learning supplements. That is included in the tax-free weekend. Also, graph and calculators are exempt.
Mayor Q back in the news. Looks like he went to, I believe this was a Facebook Live discussion last night, has been taking a bunch of recommendations on a host of different things. And, you know, in the wake of the post-George Floyd reality that we're living in, Mayor Q was trying to go to the public with some recommendations from the city, and it looks like there's a few pretty big ones that he is going to be trying to focus on.
Our next and third point related to policing, which is something that you would absolutely expect. And the recommendation was that we should create an independent community review board. I've introduced already several resolutions at the Kansas City Police Department's Board of Police Commissioners, which run the police department. For those who don't know, unlike other cities, the Kansas City Police Department is run by a group of five people. Four of those people are appointed by the governor of Missouri, and one of them, me, is elected by the people of Kansas City.
So, yeah, he started with some big picture recommendations, but he also went on to even get more specific.
A few other things that we've changed in the police area. One, we require the Kansas City Police Department to reverse its policy of not sending probable cause statements to county prosecutors. We are requiring the Kansas City Police Department to provide weekly updates to the Kansas City, Missouri City Council. We think that's vital and actually really important for us so that the public has a better idea of what's going on. We've also compelled change of the Kansas City Police Department's use of tear gas, projectiles, and other tools merely for crowd control. We are making sure that where there is a protest, people have a right to speak, people have a right to participate in public discourse. Some people vote, some people post on Facebook, some people actually think it is vital that they get out and protest.
Hey, more good stuff is always good. More positive suggestions are always the best way to go. Black Lives Matter, huh? So we've seen how in DC they changed the plaza. It's now like Black Lives Matter Plaza, all yeah. kinds of different streets. And you've, you know, all across the country, we've had all sorts of, you know, MLK drives. We had that here with the Paseo that we've had, you know, since switched. And so all kinds of different ways to honor the legacy of, you know, Black Lives Matter movement, but also trying to reclaim symbols and all those sorts of things are important. And it looks like Kansas City is going to be dipping its toes in the Black Lives Matter movement. Going to be making some opportunities for some murals, some Black Lives Matter artwork going up around Kansas City.
Six streets in Kansas City will soon have the words Black Lives Matter painted on them. Now, this is similar to what we've seen in other cities across the nation. The city council approved the measure tonight, saying the message represents a value statement that all persons deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Here are the six locations where that will be painted: Briarcliff Parkway and North Mulberry Drive, Baltimore Avenue and 10th Street, 18th and Vine, Troost and 31st Street, Brookside Boulevard and 63rd Street, and Meyer Boulevard and Troost.
Looks like local volunteers and artists will be creating the mural, and it says the city will further support the project and maintain public safety throughout the process, ensuring the designs, locations, and colors selected do not impede with any other street marking. So they've got the backing. It was introduced yesterday in the city council meeting.
Right.
And hopefully we get some cool art out of this stuff, too.
Pretty cool. I think it's a pretty cool project. I've actually noticed, just in general, I mean, even in addition to the BLM movement, that Kansas City has become pretty mural friendly over the past, I would say, year or two. This wasn't a thing that existed when I moved here like 5 or 6 years ago. And so I think that's a great way to express viewpoints. People seem to like to flock to these things. I'm looking at somebody who likes to flock to these things and take some photos.
Look at me.
I just think it's a good new age way to spread positive messages. There are some negative messages that can be graffitied occasionally, so it's good to see it in the other direction.
Well, remember even when the protest first started, I think they even had like some canvassing set up. I think it was right around like 39th Street or something like that, where, you know, instead of spray painting on businesses and storefronts, they had people, you know, doing it on, you know, actual canvases where it's, you know, a little bit more appropriate. And, you know, someone who does now live in the West Bottoms, I've seen some good looking tags. I've seen some good looking art. So I'm excited to see what we can come up with, because it should be some good looking stuff. If any of the things we've seen already are an indication, then we should see some really cool works of art. So that's always good.
That's one thing I've always been fascinated by. I don't know how these folks just show up to a wall and make it look like Picasso left there. I would walk up and I would have my paint, and it would look like a second grader. It is amazing. It's some of the graffiti and wall art out there is just, it's amazing.
Here's another portion of that resolution real quick. It says the city believes that the message that Black Lives Matter is not intended to exclude anyone, and instead represents a value statement that all persons deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. I think my guy Eric Birch introduced that one to the city council yesterday. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see some good looking stuff. Maybe some shots we can take some pics of and use as our you know, our social media graphic for the day. Basically something we can not steal, but something we can pay tribute to. And maybe we can also, you know.
It always comes back to this. Unbelievable. This is a positive story, Hardy G. We don't necessarily need to be going out there and have, I mean, look, if you want to do it, that's one thing. Grow up.
Piggybacking on someone else's achievement, Mayor Sly James is coming out with a new book.
My man.
It's been 1 year and 4 days since James left office.
You know, staying at home a lot.
Putting pen to paper, releasing two books, his latest, a political book that he says is not that political. James adds COVID-19 and the social injustice, all things this city has been dealing with. And he feels help on the national level just hasn't been there.
It became every mayor for himself and in some instances every governor for himself.
He adds the protests were a wake-up call to the city and he hopes the current city council heard it.
We need to heed the calls that are going on today and recognize that there has to be changes in some of our social structures.
So that book is called The Opportunity Agenda, a bold democratic plan to grow the middle class. New book from Mayor Sly James. Man, that sounds an awfully lot like an agenda, like maybe I was going to lay out a set of goals and, if I were to say, I don't know, running for office. I know if I was going to run for office, I would lay out maybe a bold democratic plan to grow the middle class, especially if I'm a bold democratic former mayor who also has, you know, political aspirations. I'm just saying if I were to run for a future office, maybe I would do something similar to what former Mayor Sly James is doing.
Does
sure.
The White House need a bow tie every day? And I think the answer is yes. I would enjoy that.
The answer is absolutely yes. So you think he's running? What do you think he's running for, huh? Because he's absolutely running.
It's not a marathon, I'll tell you that. He's running for something.
Well, we got Nicole Galloway running for governor, who's a friend of Sly. I believe Cleaver would be up again for re-election in, what, 24? So I'm just trying to think of different. I mean, Roy Blunt's our senator from Missouri. When's he up for re-election? When's Holly back up for re-election? I mean, there's plenty of opportunities if Sly wants to get back in the game. And it looks to me like he's gearing up to get back into the game. So, hey, let's get that bow tie back in the news, baby. I'm on board with that. And he's good people. So we'll see what happens.
You'll like this story. Quickly, we have a fantasy league that we do in Kansas City, and we're getting a new trophy this year, and we want to maybe name it the Sly, and the winner of it gets to put their own bow tie on it. So, you know, if I won it, it'd probably be an orange bow tie around it with, of course, a Syracuse logo or perhaps something to do with Strong Island. But if you win the trophy, if you win the Sly, you can put your bow tie on it. Whatever bow tie you want.
I love that idea. I'm thinking like the league, you know, that TV show, like yeah. To have a chance to go to win the Sly in like a KC fantasy league.
Great.
That's got legs to it. That's got legs.
Yeah, it's great.
Speaking of somebody trying to win something, Kanye West trying to win the presidency. Or is he?
Rapper Kanye West is quietly getting on the ballot in some key swing states, but tonight there are questions over who's helping him expand the map and what implications it might have on the election.
But here's where it gets interesting, Lindsay, is that we've been tracking through these filings, and we found at least a half a dozen examples of Republican operatives who are associated with the effort, either through legal filings or signing of petitions, signing up to say that they would be electors for Kanye West. These are some fairly prominent Republican names. Some of them are, one of them even is a delegate to the National Convention that Trump is going to be nominated at in a couple of weeks. So it does raise questions about the motivations, if not of Kanye and his circle, certainly some people around this effort that are trying to boost it.
Something sinister might be afoot here. Amid various reports that the Republican and Trump-affiliated operatives were working to help get Kanye put onto some of the ballots, it looks like there may be some truth to that. And he was actually, looks like, was recently added to the ballot for Colorado, which is hilarious. When it was pointed out that he actually cannot win statistically in 2020, that he won't be able to have enough ballots to yield the 270 required electoral votes, he responded, by he, I mean Kanye West, he says, "I'm not going to argue with you. Jesus is king." So thank you, Kanye, for your thoughts on the matter.
Kanye needs to go off into the sunset. It's one of these guys that he's made his money. He's had different waves here of in and out of being on the right side of it, and or I guess the left side, and what depends on which side, but okay. Who knows? Who
okay, even knows? I see what you're doing there.
But what I will say is that I think I don't know if I speak for everybody here, but I think majority of people have maybe had enough of Kanye West. And it's sad because I just want to say this quickly. I mean, I think about Through the Wire, and what a time it's been coming from where we were there, where he just was the coolest thing going in music and just some kind of sound that you had never really heard before, to just nuts. He's a nut.
And man, that College Dropout album, I mean, just everything about old Kanye was so good, man. It was so good. And he was so deep, and he was talking about issues, like black issues, like real issues.
You look from afar because, right, I mean, no one is as famous that you can think of, like, as Kanye West. Like, that's almost as famous as you could become. Fame isn't good for just the human psyche. It just feels like a lot of these folks who get super duper famous just don't wind up necessarily having, like, the greatest lives. And I just think it happened to Kanye West, where it just... It makes your life so different. I saw the other day where he was having just an argument with Kim, his wife. And everybody knows what you look like. In a second, you turn and there's cameras in your face. I don't know if that life in particular sounds like it would be good, even with all the fame and the money.
And, you know, I saw some folks on the internet saying, hey, you know, listen, Kanye might be going through some things. And I'm not going to ask on anybody's mental health. I got my own issues. I've been hospitalized. But I also don't love it when we start to use that as a crutch for dicks being dicks. Like, if you're an asshole, you're an asshole, you know? And so I just don't love when we end up kind of using it as a cop-out. And the thing with Kanye is that he's just so predictable. I mean, I was that guy that during the whole, like, Trump MAGA phase, I was like, you know what, man? Listen. Let's just say Kanye's doing a really bad Andy Kaufman. You know, he's trying to live this gimmick. He's going to come out with some track that's going to be some social commentary about how he fed us a bunch of lies and we just ate it up. And I was like, wait a minute. That is too much of an intelligent take for what Kanye's doing. He's just really bad at PR, or he's great at it, you know? And it's just that, like, when he started doing this thing with the whole run for president, what was the very first thing that we thought about? Okay, when's the new album coming out? Well, the new album came out like 2 weeks later. So it's just, my man's predictable. It's like, if you're going to do it, but just be better at it. And don't be so transparent. Come on, man. Like, again, life is pro wrestling. All right. Live the gimmick. All right. Let me believe it's real. You've already taken out my suspicion and disbelief, Kanye.
I think this is the perfect way to end it. And Hart, so you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but we'll always have slow jams, you know, just... We will always have it. You can't take away that from us.
Always have the slow jam. Let's wrap it up with this then, Pete. Let's go ahead and do this. The Netflix signature sound, you know, the bum bum. Well, apparently that was almost something else.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. The VP of Netflix had this weird fascination with goats. So at one point, it was actually going to be exactly the sweet sounds of a goat on the other end. Are you still watching? The goat would ask you that question, and that's what you would have gotten. Now, they're saying they may have been a little bit too comical. It may not have been taken seriously. Now, I don't understand how that didn't play. I would have loved it. I think that would have been phenomenal. You know what? Upon further reflection, having heard you do it, maybe not so much.
Maybe
one more time. One more time. One more time.
Maybe it wouldn't be the greatest sound of all time. Now that I think about it, I think that I'm happy with it. There is a sound for every network. The HBO one is interesting. One question that I saw online is, when you hear the HBO version of it, which is like that static, what TV show do you think of? Some people think of The Wire. Some people think of Curb or Entourage. Very few people think of Game of Thrones. So, yes, I think that's a very nice marquee, a very nice way to enter your Netflix programming.
And whenever anyone hears a goat now, I want them to think of you. It's your KC Morning Show.
Show.
Ooh, you look good. Ooh, you look good, Pete. Thank you. What you rocking right now? Because that looks like that might be some Charlie Hustle. Some sweet styling from our friends at Charlie Hustle.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie Hustle presents our show every Friday, and for good reason. They got the best threads in Kansas City. It is.
I like the way you say threads.
Threads. Arrowhead Collection. It's back. I can't even believe it. It's back already because football is here. Today I'm wearing the Run It Back tee.
Run it back!
We're trying to defend the kingdom, which means it's the title defense. So get your Run It Back shirt. There is a Kansas City football shirt that was in your last package, Hartzell and Arrowhead Stadium. They got touchdown Kansas City, Arrowhead or bust. They got the 69 champs because I know that there's some hipsters out there. The 2019, it's too recent. It's too cool. Mm-hmm. I'm with you 100%. I mean, I don't want to listen to OAR at Madison Square Garden. I want to go to a small venue. So,
oh, well done. Well done.
Gold 1969. That's one of my personal favorites. I'm going to ask Pat the Bat to put that in my next package. That's a nice looking shirt.
New mask too. I want some new mask, Pat the Bat.
Yeah. I mean, we have gotten to the point of this relationship with Charlie Hustle where we're requesting things.
Yeah. We're just begging, aren't we? We're just begging.
We have some new heart theme shirts too with the red and gold. It's a great collection. They, of course, have the communities, which actually help to benefit local charities and such. So check out the website, charliehustle.com. We have a promo code, of course, KCMS20 gets you 20% off. So if you want to look good this weekend, KCMS20, that works online, right? And that works in the store, Hartzell. So KCMS20, 20% off. Charlie Hustle presents your Friday edition of the KC Morning Show.
KCMS, one more time. KCMS what?
20.
Show.
Making his way down the ring from Pete, where are you from?
The town is actually called Floral Park, New York.
From the School of Hard Knocks, ladies and gentlemen, Peter Sweetie, take me to sports.
Welcome into sports. It is a great time to be a sports fan with everything coming back. We're within, I think, the start of football. It's coming. We have the MLS going, NBA, the NHL. My NHL team is out. Quick three games, quick and out. That was great.
Already, huh? That was short and sweet.
Eric Rangers, they just lost three in a row, and that was it. Soccer should be back soon. I'm hearing 18-game season. We don't know exact details on that. Hartzell's unwilling to share, even though you guys are nice enough to listen to the program, so I don't love that. The Chiefs had their third player opt out of the NFL season yesterday. It was Lucas Niang, who is a rookie offensive lineman. We projected him at Arrowhead Pride to be potentially the left guard or maybe the right guard this season. He could be the left tackle next year. So Niang, in addition to Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the other offensive lineman, and the running back Damian Williams. Those are the three players. Apparently more than 65 NFL players decided to opt out of the 2020 season, a lot of them citing family, and there are a number of players with newborns and different issues. Damian Williams, example, his mother has cancer, so he wants to be there for her and doesn't want to bring that into his family. So you understand. The Chiefs carry on. Now that that deadline has passed, they know their team heading into 2024. We just showed off the shirt, the run it back year. So
run it back.
So
every single time.
So we'll see how it goes. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills wants to challenge Patrick Mahomes in a throw off, which I have recommended on the other channel, the Arrowhead Pride channel, that podcast. This is a terrible idea for Josh Allen. I'm just afraid that this is what Josh is going to be remembered for. It's one of those Gary Payton, Michael Jordan things where Gary thinks he's in the same realm as Jordan, and then Jordan laughs at him on the special 20 years later. That type of thing. This is a blip on the career of Patrick Mahomes. He said, Josh is a great dude, but no one that I've known has been able to throw a ball further than me. I've never seen Josh throw in person, but maybe next offseason we can set something up. Hopefully I can get him to come down to Kansas City and we can do something for charity. it's going to take at least 85 yards to win. So Patrick Mahomes can throw that ball over the mountains. COVID has taken this away from us for so long. So we're hoping that we get to see this throw off. Hartzell, are you going to bet on the throw off, and who are you betting?
I'm going to absolutely take that bet. I'm betting on Pat, but I feel like there's not going to be a huge return because everyone should be absolutely betting on Pat.
Yeah. It's not a great payout. Not really. The odds are actually out, and they say that Mahomes is slightly favored for the longest throw, but they do think that Allen can throw the ball faster miles per hour than Mahomes. So,
is this what we're doing in sports now? We're battling hypotheticals now?
These are actual odds, and what I will say is that I think this is similar to me and you. Like, I probably can throw a football further than you, but you could probably beat me in a race. That's how I feel.
Are you doing this? Are you about to do this? Because you know what, summer's not over yet, and we can do a KCMS field day if you want to. I don't want to put you on blast, but I will do if I have to.
Oh, just don't.
I'll go hard in that paint, baby.
Don't add a Sheps event for your own good, because this guy will pound them out. So Mahomes and Allen's is happening. Look for Gray and Sweeney sometime soon. Royals and Cubs, man. Whit Merrifield, Michael Franco, and Jorge Soler all homered. And the Royals, they stopped that six-game losing streak. They pound the Chicago Cubs 13-2 on a Thursday night. Let's get some of those bat sounds, huh?
I didn't know guys were supposed to yell at you. Franco hits it hard to left. Schwarber turns. That ball's gone. Franco with a home run. The hits just keep coming for Kansas City. The extra base hits keep coming. He's got two so far this season. They were both early. That ball is lifted. Left center field and deep. He might have just done that. Oh, you bet he did. AJ presents
him.
Oh, you bet he did. Run of the season. Breaking ball.
Listen to this last line.
Put it in the fountain out there. That is a large man swinging very hard.
Oh, yes, it is. Jorge Soler with his third home run of the season.
And dogs, baby.
Yeah. Who cares about the first 13 games after last night's performance? Unreal. Let's just start the season over again.
Because you had me get ready to get some audio queued up. You texted me last night and said, hey, you may have to have a song ready for me. If we take another L, I think I got something for us to play.
Yeah. They were able to survive that, which God bless them. And so now Brad Keller pitched 5 innings, struck out 7. The Royals are 4-10, so there's no other way to say this, but they need to win every series for the foreseeable future. This is only a 60-game season, so they need to get back to 10-10. That's the first thing. The Minnesota Twins come to town this weekend. Of course, no easy out. The Times this weekend. Tonight, 7:05. Saturday.
So is it still appropriate for us to play a little bad day on the show? Can we still do a little?
No, because they were able to come out with the sticks, as they say in baseball, and hit and 3 home runs from with the hit. You had Michael Franco, that big man swinging it, as they said on the audio. Jorge Soler. So it's a good day. It's not a bad day. Twins come to town this weekend. Jake Junis is on the mound tonight. 6 o'clock, Danny Duffy on Saturday. And then Brady Singer Day on Sunday. Singer Day. We wrap up the series with Brady Singer.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
How about that? That'll wrap it up at 105. Brady Singer looks pretty dang good. One of the bright spots for the Royals so far. In what's been a disappointing season. In general, 4-10 is not going to do it. So they really need to get this thing turned around really quickly. But that's it for sports. So, there you go.
Boom. Hell of a sports block, Pete. Just excellent.
I have a whole slew of weekend events in Kansas City for you.
Well, can I play Bad Day since we couldn't play it for the Royals?
Sure.
Since they pulled out a win.
You want to get people at that bad spot. I'm trying to promote positivity here. All right.
Good point. What am I doing? It's Friday. We can't do Bad Day for
that's what I'm talking
good
about.
Coming up. What am I doing? Hold on. I got something even better. Hold on. Let's do this. And how about How about?
This is a classic lesson of be careful what you wish for, I have a feeling.
I don't know what you're talking about. You just go ahead and go. You do your thing and I'll do mine. You go ahead.
All right. Cowtown Mini Donuts. They're going to the... What is...
How about that? Hey! Ooh, I like this. The opposite of a bad day. In fact, it was... Today was a good day. Mm.
So, Cowtown Mini Donuts is going to be slinging hot and fresh donuts from 5 to 9 p.m. tonight at the Target store in Liberty. So if you're in the Liberty area and you want some dones, this is the place to go. Fifth District free food giveaway. That starts today at 2 p.m. Paradise Mission Baptist Church. You can go there, and there's some partnership with the Blue Hills Neighborhood Association, and there'll be a food drive for the public. So there you go. If you are in need, you need some grub, there's an answer for you. There's live music at KC Live all this weekend. I'd recommend wearing a mask and keeping your distance if you go. Let's hope that KC Live doesn't spread the virus like a hive.
Oh, Peter.
Friday in the park.
You're better than that.
Friday at the park, 11:30 a.m. today. Music. It is New Red Onion Jazz Babies.
What is going on?
That's at Mackin Park in the city of North Kansas City.
Okay.
Fried pickles and lemon slushies at KC Wine Company this weekend. Starts today at 4 o'clock. I know you like fried pickles, Hartzell.
Love them. I get my fried pickles next door at the ship, who have an event tonight. They're going to do some live music on the patio, my next door neighbors in the West Bottoms.
Well, if you want to go and attack Hartzell, you know where to go.
No, man, I got to do better.
Millie Ebeling will be performing KC Wine Company on Friday.
You would think I would learn. I just have not learned.
Miguel Antonio will be there Saturday at 12.
I haven't worked since March, man. I need friends. I miss people, all right? I don't want to talk to you super close because, you know, we got our mask on, but I would still like to know that like, you know, human interaction is still a possibility.
Hartzell in person, it says here. Friday night at the ship, 7 p.m. Josie Records in Kansas City is doing August 1st Friday, so... Go to Josie Records, experience local art, live music, and 6,500 square feet of records. I have a record player. I got to get to Josie Records. My God. The Hey Hey Supper Club is back at Jay Rieger.
So hey, hey!
Everything's opening up, Hartzell. I don't think there's a virus anymore. Music schedule.
Virus, smirus.
The Matt Villinger Trio. So I believe you got to call ahead. This is a cocktail area that you have to, I think, book a reservation at Jay Rieger. But Jay Rieger is a cool spot. You know, you talk about the West Bottoms. That's in the East Bottoms. I've been there a couple times. It's been fun. They got a slide. You would, you know, we talked about Sly James. This is called Slide James, and you would enjoy it. It's just a tremendous feature for your social media. Be part of the art on First Friday that happens in the River Market. Looks like First Friday is coming back here.
Yeah.
For those of you who have dogs, tomorrow at 12 p.m., Great Plains SPCA, it's the Pooch Pool a Palooza. So you can bring your dogs and throw them in the water. Looks like $10 donations for families. Adoptions by appointment only. There'll be frozen treats for kids, so hearts will bring out you little boys and girls.
Naturally.
Farmers markets. Of course, resume on Saturday, River Market. Brookside is having Acai Saturday. I guess you can get an Acai bowl.
Everything is back. Like, all I'm getting out of this is that we're just back to normal. This is so interesting.
I'm glad you said that, Carson. So interesting. This weekend is the Kansas City Taco Festival happening at Power and Light District. We got tacos, margaritas, games, live music, taco-themed fun. You want me to taco about the details? Get jalapeno business? Wow. I'm happy to do it. 20 restaurants and food vendors, $3 for tacos each, taco heaven.
What was that, Pete?
Hot chili pepper eating contests. Talk about a good time. The Taco Festival. All right. Picnic in the Park.
All right, guys. On that one. Have a good one, everybody. All right.
Picnic in the Park. That's tomorrow. It's hosted by Lemonade Park, exploretalk.com. Reservations are recommended if you want to go picnic at, it looks like Voltaire is throwing it. Mm-hmm. There is going to be social distancing. I think that's the first event in about 15 that said social distancing. Screenland Armor tomorrow at 8 p.m. Stand By Me. It's a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo Brunch, Sunday at noon at Chicken and Pickle. I know that Boulevard has Bingo Brunch. It is market days at Nebraska Furniture Mart this weekend. So if you need to pick up a little fern, NFM, that starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then finally...
A plant guy now. I actually might get a couple ferns myself.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I got like 10 plants now in this house.
Mm. Well, we count down the days to their death. Herding Dog Meetup. It's Sunday, if you have a herding dog. So one of these dogs that likes to round up the sheep. That starts at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So there you go. That's a lot of events. There's a lot to do this weekend in Kansas City. So there's no shortage.
Conditions are ideal.
Right.
What are you going to be doing this weekend? Before we get out of here, what are you doing? That's what I want to know. I set my calendar to whatever Peter Sweeney's doing.
Man, I don't even know yet. I mean, it's a weird time because some people that are in your friend group are like ready to go back all in. Mm. Others are kind of doing it. You don't really know what anyone is doing in particular, so you don't know who you can hang out with. I would say probably for the like 30, 40th week in a row, I'll just be laying low. Laying slow.
I got a virtual family reunion I got to do. So that's,
that sounds awful. That sounds like an awful way to do it.
Hey, listen, mom listens to the show, all right? So she's going to have a great weekend. Yeah. She's looking forward to it. She's going to grill.
That sounds horrendous.
I know.
She went with that.
And she went and bought, like, this is a big deal for her. So like, she went and bought a new laptop because she's like, well, I don't know how to Zoom. I'm like, okay. So you don't have to get a new laptop to Zoom. But okay, mom, okay.
Should have bought it for me because with every laptop, you get a free lap dance.
All righty, Peter, give me a letter before we get out of here. Let's leave as soon as possible.
B.
Peter B. Sween. Peter B. Sween. Peter B. Sween. The B stands for boy, oh boy. Have a great weekend, my friend. Peter, I love you, brother. Right to Kansas City. The KC. Why don't you tell these folks goodbye? Tell these KC Morning Hoes goodbye, my friend.
Broccoli. Eat broccoli.
I guess I'll say it. Smell ya.